When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Abe Gordon here, filling in for Andy Bunker, alongside Randy McMichael. NFL No Huddle in just a moment. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. I got to ask you just in general, Randy, long trip kind of cross country. How we feeling? What's the general vibe today?
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm a little tired because we didn't get back. We and Bunk got back around, I think our flight landed like 9:08. And then, you know, the train to get to the baggage claim.
The plane train?
I've never seen it that packed before, Abe. Like, it was the whole train. Like, people were fighting to get on. This one woman was trying to hold the doors open so she can go in. There was no room. And then they just pushed her ass out the train, to have her body out the train.
Yeah,
and
vigilante justice.
Yeah, man, it was crazy, man. So they had to walk. Me and Bunk, we just walked all the way down to the baggage claim, get to the Uber. Uber gets canceled. Then they had to wait 10 minutes for another one. Then I get here because I left my car here, and then my badge isn't working. And no, the badge, you need a badge for everything. I'm glad I listened to you to take my badge with me. Because you got
to. You wouldn't have been able to get to the garage.
You wouldn't have been able to get anywhere. Yeah. In or out of this building without that badge. And so then my badge wasn't working down there because I parked there for so long. So it wasn't working. So I wait 15 minutes for them to let me out of the damn parking garage. And then I get on 85 past North Druid Hills, and then it's traffic. It's like construction or something. So yeah, I didn't get home. I didn't get in my bed until like 11:50 last night.
Now, you famously wake up early.
Yes, and I did. And I kept that routine.
So you were still man.
I just kept that routine. I was like, you know what? It's 4:40. Let me just go and get up. Like 30 more minutes ain't going to help. So let me just go and get up.
I'm the opposite. But I went to bed knowing my alarm was coming in 12 minutes. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going back to sleep.
Yeah, but it was fun though because, you know, the kids, they tried to wait up and everything. So I got to see them because I haven't seen them in a couple of days. But yeah, it was overall just a fun trip. We talked about the people, the circa people. They took care of us. All the Falcon fans, everybody. Like the plane was packed. Packed with nothing but Falcon fans. And it was like we talked. As soon as we land, the Michael Penix stuff just came out. And yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you were hearing cheers and claps and thank God and thank you, Jesus, about time. And so, yeah, it was an overall good time. But I saw something yesterday at the end of the show, and we were about to go get our bags and head to the airport. And I always look at you funny, and not picking, but funny when you wear your Peachtree Road Race shirt.
Okay.
I just do. It's just funny that you wear that shirt around.
I'm proud of it, but
and,
all right.
And you should be. And I was like, I don't know about you. I always say to myself, oh, it's only Abe does that. I'd be damned if there wasn't a guy at Circa Pool yesterday with the damn Peachtree Road Race shirt walking around. And I nudged Andy. I was like, guess Abe ain't the only one.
Now, which version was it? Was it the light blue?
Oh, no.
The peach one?
Yeah, the peach
one. That was last year's.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Walk around with a peach-ass jersey on. All right. In Vegas. Hey, whatever. But, yeah. So now I can I'm going to scale back my – only Abe does it.
Okay. Because
only Abe does not wear a Peachtree Road Race peach jersey out in public anymore. I saw somebody, and I'm sure there's some out there to do it. So, but
well, a lot of people run in them.
I know,
and that makes sense.
No, I'm talking about you keep it as part of your wardrobe.
Yeah, I remove them after one. Yeah. Like if I get next year's shirt, the peach one will go. Put it in the rafters, Randy. It's in retirement.
All right, that's all I'm saying. But again, didn't see that one coming. Didn't have that on my bingo card to see a peach.
What was the go-to? Because you guys were outdoors at Vegas with it was either a hot tub or a pool party.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that hot out.
No, it was fine. They had us in a cabana, in a heated cabana. right? Like overlooking
not for
the
you
pool.
Guys, for other people. What was like?
There were people out there in swimsuits and everything.
Okay.
Yeah, there were people in swimsuits and everything. Met some wonderful Falcon fans. They were had the cabana and everything sitting there, like right across from us and everything. But yeah, overall, just an outstanding fun trip out there in Vegas, and hopefully we can do more things like that. Because there wasn't a vouch for anything. We didn't know who was going with this.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I
we didn't know. We were like, who's going with this? And he's like, well,
least from my understanding, it wasn't like you guys turned it down.
No.
It wasn't like, we're going, but not with Abe.
Abe's not going, then we're not going. But my man Jersey.
No, I meant the other way. They're like, and Abe's going to join, and then you're like, no.
My guy Jersey Mike was there. Love that kid, man. That's all I say.
Might have some trouble on his own.
Love that kid.
To New York.
Love that kid.
All right, let's go ahead and get to it. And NFL No Huddle. Obviously, the big news here in Atlanta, we're not going to ignore it, but we have talked about it quite at length already, and we're going to talk about it quite a bit more in the 1 o'clock hour. Michael Penix is being moved up to QB1. Kirk Cousins is going to be in the reserve role. I'll just have one question, I guess, for you. Is there anything Michael Penix can do outside of injury in these next three games to where they would bring...
No.
Like it's not. There's no level of it's too bad that we.
No, this is his job.
Okay,
no,
I agree. Yeah. I feel the same way, but I just wanted to double check with the pro. Penix is not the only quarterback, by the way, who is being benched or it's starting in Tennessee. Will Levis is being sat down. We assume in favor of Mason Rudolph. The Titans are doing what next year?
No, they're
back towards quarterback, either free agency or draft.
I mean,
right?
If Will Levis and we talk about like just bad boneheaded ass interception, he's the guy. And so
one of the all timers.
I watched a little bit of this game against Cincinnati, and he was just god awful. I mean, god awful. And, you know, there was only a matter of time. We mentioned this on Monday. I mean, there was only a matter of time before he was going to be benched. I mean, I think the Will Levis experiment is pretty much over.
It's got to be, yeah.
And so hopefully, you know, they can find a way. Rand and them can get a young quarterback or veteran.
Can I interest you in
veteran? And that was – I wrote down I wrote down some teams of – because Kirk Cousins is not going to be here. And so I wrote some teams, and because of the manageable contract that he has for a starting quarterback in the NFL, you know, it's around $37 million that the new team would have to pick up. Now, I don't know how they do in the league. Well, you got to pay it. Well, we'll take him if y'all pay like $15 million of it or something like that. I don't know how all that works as far as the structure of the salary cap.
I think we pay $37 and a new team would pay $27.
Something like that.
I think I heard that, but that could be wrong.
Yeah, somewhere like that. But
yeah.
I'll tell you this. I mean – They're in the rebuild mode out there in Tennessee. They got some good pieces, especially on defense. But yeah.
And I think there's a no trade clause you'd have to deal with.
But Rudolph, really? That's just, yeah.
Well,
I know Rick didn't excited about that.
You mentioned interceptions. Another team benching their quarterback, the Browns. Jameis Winston being set down in favor of Dorian Thompson Robinson, DTR, the old UCLA stud, getting another chance. He's had a couple chances.
Yeah.
They fall in love with him in preseason in the regular games. It just doesn't show up.
Yeah.
They've already said that Deshaun Watson is going to be back next year. The Browns are just back to being the Browns,
man.
They
have no choice, man. I mean, all that money and everything and the contract is what the contract is. Now, the thing with Jameis, and he's fun, and we have Deliver Me God from pick sixes and all those different things. Jameis, and Abe, I tell you what I did. I caught a little bit of that in-season Hard Knocks. Because they're during the AFC North. And watching Kevin Stefanski just like, damn. Dude.
Excuse me, that's two-time NFL Coach of the Year, Kevin Stefanski.
Dude, this guy.
Can you believe that?
This guy threw it. Yeah, I can't. He's a hell of a football coach. But, he's like, damn, he's doing another interception. Like, I love Jameis, and he's fun and everything. It seems like he'll be a fun teammate. But
he's
like,
great for a three-game spurt.
And that's it, man.
That's the role.
And that's it. And that's the thing about it. If he's going to be your backup – and your quarterback goes down, and it's going to be a multiple week.
Short-term backup.
After 2 weeks, you're like, okay, Jameis. We got to sign somebody off the practice squad. Because Jameis had two good weeks, you know it's going to go all downhill. Because you do. Like, this dude can't help himself.
No official word yet, but the Raiders are, it seems like, expecting Aiden O'Connell to return this week. Patrick Mahomes was a full participant in practice.
Yeah, they're going to have to take Pat off the field. I think that's the biggest thing. Now, he said, and my son Samson reminded me that, you know, because remember he got folded up against Jacksonville.
Yeah.
He said this one isn't as bad because he continued to play on the one in Jacksonville.
It's just
going to be rough because, hey, they play Saturday and they play Wednesday.
I get that.
And then you think about the defense they're going against, and their offensive line, especially especially that left side, it's just really bad.
You also got a game in hand for really the number one seed.
Yes.
And I think at some point, someone needs to be like, hey, man, I know you want to, but like we can lose this game, still be the one seed. We need you as close to 100%.
They're going to have to make him take his helmet, his uniform, tell him stay at home. Because if Pat Mahomes there, Pat Mahomes going to want to play.
Yeah. The Jets are looking for GM candidates. They talked to former Titans GM John Robinson. You see who else they talked to?
Yeah, talked to
Thomas Dimitroff also interviewed for that role.
Yeah, I think the Jets are going to, what do they call it, wide net this whole thing, man, because, I mean, they got to get this thing right. If I were them, I would hire a GM that's done it before. I would not get a first-time GM.
Okay.
Because that is a mess up there. They need somebody with some kind of experience to try and get that thing turned around. Because you don't know what you're going to do. I know Aaron Rodgers, he played really good against Jacksonville, but is that enough? Because I don't know if Woody Johnson wants him to be his quarterback anymore. That's my biggest thing. And usually when the owner don't want something or does want something, he gets what he wants. So I don't know how that's going to work out, but I think they're going to get a veteran GM in there to try and see if they can just try to rebuild this thing. If there's somebody on one of those staffs, like Baltimore, who's their assistant GM? Because you know how they –
right.
You know, I mean, Ozzie, DeCostas, I'm sure there's somebody else in the wing right there. They go that route. But, yeah, the Jets got – they got good players. They got some good players. But that organization as a whole is just ugh.
And their quarterback situation's not strong because I don't know if Rodgers is going to stick around for another year.
My thing is, like, do they want him?
If he does.
Do they want him?
If he doesn't, you don't have anyone.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If he do they want him back? You know, are they drafted high enough to be able to get a young quarterback?
Or you want to know who they could pay to play? Teddy Bridgewater said he's interested.
Yeah, I saw that, man. I saw that.
For five games or however long the playoff run would last,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, good for Teddy, man. I'm so happy for Teddy. But, yeah, I mean, that's another one. Like, do you want him to come back? I'm sure he'll come back if the Jets want him back. But, like, do y'all really want this guy back?
Yeah, I don't know. Real quick, a little bit of good news here for the Falcons as well. Kadarrell Hodge, named NFC Special Teams
Deserving
Player of the Week. I mean, how could you not
Deserving.
With the game that he had? So, congratulations to Kadarrell Hodge, NFC Special Teams Player of the Week. We move from the pros to college. I have some questions about what's going on in college football lately. Guys that are staying in school, going to the draft, going to the portal. It's a big, big mess, and all that coming on the forefront of a huge first round in the playoffs coming up on Friday and a triple header on Saturday. We'll talk about all that and more. It's Abe Gordon filling in for Andy Bunker alongside Randy Mack on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Such an underrated song. Such an underrated song. Caribbean Queen.
Now, I wasn't sure how festive we were getting today with the holiday party coming up. And I'm going to be back here for it. I'm going to be hanging out. I had some sort of holiday sweater situation last year.
Please.
I don't even know. I think, first off, it wasn't a sweater. It was just a T-shirt with, like, that sort of design.
Yes, Abe.
And it was a holiday design, and then in, like, holiday print, it said this party could have been a meeting or something like that.
Yeah. It was fine. But I just...
Now, Bo is hanging out here, too. Bo is going to go over the top.
Bo's going to wear some kind of suit or something.
Bo. Are we going to be in attendance today, and have we picked out the attire?
So the attire is picked out. I just don't know if I'm going to be in attendance. Olivia has a workout with a travel team today.
Oh, okay.
Plays at our park. So
there we go.
Yeah. And that's at 5:30, so it's not looking likely.
Nah.
Real quick, Falcons have signed kicker Riley Patterson off the Browns practice squad.
That's the exact guy that Arch was referring to a couple weeks ago. They had him. Another team grabbed him, and so there we go.
There you go.
Not a surprise, and look, injury or not, right? Like,
you don't fight through stuff as a damn kicker.
Here was my problem, Randy. Beyond missing the 47-yarder that would have made it a completely different game, this is the only team in the NFL that turned down a 55-yard attempt.
Yep.
I mean, we're in the first part of the game. We're at the 38.
Yep.
And you punt.
Yep.
And then later you're at the 39, and you try and draw them off sides, and then you punt.
Yep.
I understand why you're punting because of the situation with their offense and your quarterback, and I can make the arguments. But, Randy, out of 32 NFL teams, 31 of them are kicking a 55-yard field goal.
Yes, that means something wrong with your kicker. Exactly. You don't have faith in your kicker.
When the injury came, there was a lack of confidence there to begin with.
And I think it's both ways, though. I think Arch was saying, he's absolutely correct. A lot of times with the kicking, it's all mental. Obviously, you got to have talent, big leg and stuff. But a lot of times, it's in your head. Like, I think Justin Tuck is in his head. I think he's in his head.
Well, there's also some weird situations about kickers that have changed either their kicking style or their approach. And Younghoe Koo was one of them.
He has been
a lot more direct. And I was at the watch party on Monday night, and I appreciate everyone who was hanging out. But Coy Wire was our Falcons legend. He was hanging out, and he turned to me and said, well, what's up with this straight on? Yep. It hasn't been there. I'm like, he's not the only one. Like, Harrison Bucker's going down to a knee
Didn't he get hurt doing that?
Well, he missed a couple of weeks.
Yeah, maybe he missed some time with that.
He went down to a knee the other day and missed the kick again.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what's going on with Younghoe Koo. It is definitely mental, but there's obviously some sort of physical aspect that they've been dealing with. He's been on the injury report with a hip and all that stuff and whatever. But, maybe Riley Patterson gets a run. I want to say, was he at Memphis? It may not say. I think he kicked at Memphis, but I might be misremembering that. Speaking of Memphis, they got a bowl win last night, the Frisco Bowl. They take out West Virginia. Weird final play in that one, but that was not the big news in college football. The big news in college football, and obviously there's a couple of different stories as we head towards the playoffs and the calendar and people talking about that. We'll get into some of this as well. Mike Vick, the latest NFL star to become a college head coach. He's going to be hired at Norfolk State. And I've already seen some articles that I don't necessarily know if I agree with. Mike Vick has some coaching experience to an extent. Remember, he was hired to be offensive coordinator right here in Atlanta for the AAF.
Right.
He was going to be the offensive coordinator for Brad Childress. Brad Childress bails before the start of the season, and then Kevin Coyle, who took over for Childress, said, we're good. You can be an advisor. So he was denied the opportunity to actually call an offense before the first game of that season. But he has been kind of in that role, if only for practices or whatever, that, I don't know, it's a little bit of experience. So I don't want to discredit where he's been and what he's done.
That's kind of making fun of him. If that's the example you're using as Michael Vick's coaching career, because it really didn't happen. But I'm happy for Mike. I think that, you know, especially because he's from that area and everything like that, and he's getting an opportunity, just like Prime got his opportunity at Jackson, just like Eddie Jones got his opportunity at Tennessee State. I just hope that it works out and everything like that, and hopefully he can get these kids to buy in, just like Prime did, just like Eddie's got his kids to buy in. Curious, because I wonder how much they're going to help him, especially with his coaching staff. I saw it yesterday. He hired some offensive lineman, legendary offensive lineman up in that area to help him out and everything like that. But I really hope Mike does well. And just continues this trend of guys, because I know Ed Reed, he went to Bethune, right? Or somewhere up north. Anyways, like, I know Ed Reed had an opportunity.
Right.
That didn't go the way Ed thought it should go, rightfully so, because they didn't want to. I guess he didn't know that, you know, they weren't going to give him the resources that
money and resources are always going to be.
Yeah, that's always going
to
be a thing.
This raises the question to me of like a potential new path in college. And the question, and I'm not saying Mike Vick can't coach or won't be a good coach, but the question that's being raised here is why is he being given the job without that background of coaching? At least Teddy Bridgewater was in high school and you got some experience elsewhere. The ability to draw in talent and raise funds and raise the profile of a school plays into this decision now in ways that it didn't in years past.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I mean, I said the same thing with the whole Sacramento State. I saw they just hired the OC from Nevada to be their head coach, or UNLV to be their head coach.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, you want to have somebody out front, kind of. You know what I mean? Somebody that you know, and a name or image or whatever you want to call it, that people know and want to donate money to your program. They're going to be more donations because Michael Vick is the head coach at Norfolk State.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's a start. But I think the biggest thing with the donations thing is, like, as much as you like Michael Vick or the name or whatever the brand, you got to win football games.
At some point, it has to feel worth it.
Yeah, somebody,
right.
You got to win football games. And people aren't going to give you all their money or the donations, and the product isn't good. They're not going to give it to you because that's your name. Now, they might start off that way, but they still want to see the product on the field match their donations. And so we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, again, just excited for Mike, man. That's a big deal for him.
I'm excited to see how this goes as well, because I can imagine the type of play, and we've seen it with Prime to an extent. Michael Vick is a lot closer removed, I guess, career than I would say Eddie was when he took over.
Say again?
I think more people have grown up remembering Vick than maybe had remembered Eddie George when he was in his prime.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
And I think that plays into it. Like, he's on the covers of video games. I mean, Eddie was too, but obviously different years.
Yeah. But no, I mean, Michael Vick's cool. He got the cool shoes.
Yeah.
He's a cool-ass brother himself. You know, but I mean, all that is fine and dandy. How do you get your players motivated to play football? Because
your
popularity and your cool shoes and everything don't get you good players. You know what I mean? You still got to go out there and put that work on the grass. And he knows this. I don't think Mike took this job just to take this job. He thought about it and everything like that, and possibly wanted to get into this profession of coaching. That's a different profession, and you know, and the one thing about him is that he's coming into it where it currently is. He wasn't in it like, and then the rules change and all this other stuff. He's coming in with the rules set the way they are, with the NIL, with the transfer portal.
He hadn't had time to sour on
what's
going on yet.
Exactly.
And that takes us to the next conversation, and more coaches are speaking up. The calendar has to change.
Yes, it does.
In college football. You got Marshall opting out of a bowl game because so many players have transferred after the head coach left. You've got Bo Prabula, who's had a role in Penn State as a change of pace back, as a running back, or running quarterback. He was entering the transfer portal, and obviously they've got playoffs on the way. The schedule's got to change.
Yeah.
I don't think it was going to take long for this to happen. I think they'll figure it out, like, by next offseason.
Because that was the thing, is that, you know, we talked about, you know, teams or players opting out of bowl games.
Right.
That was the thing. And then we were like, nobody's going to opt out of an opportunity to win a national championship. Well, by this calendar, because of the position he plays and the position the other kids play, the rosters are getting filled up. And the money is the most important thing.
Right.
Is drying up, too. That number that you want, you might not get it from the team that you have to end up maybe going to. And I don't want, and that's my biggest thing about the portal thing, is I don't want kids to end up having to go somewhere where they don't want to go. Because
their opportunity closed because they were waiting
exactly
on their team in the playoffs.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the one thing you don't want, is these kids to be out there in this portal thinking that they have something they don't. I mean, and that's my biggest thing with it when you talk about these agents or whatever you want to call it. What do you have in place for me? I'm not gonna, those are the things where you don't go in the portal. Just go. Make sure you got some kind of play. Make sure that you got some kind of bidding war against you. You know, like four or five teams or something like that. Because if you go in there without a plan, it's gonna be stuck in there, or you're gonna have to go somewhere that you don't want to be at.
They will get it done. They will get it changed. Again, a lot of this comes down to, you just got to treat football separately than you're treating other sports. You can still have a portal at this time. It can't be for college football.
Right.
It can be for the other sports that are along the same calendar. Drew Aller, Penn State star quarterback, says he's going to return to school. DJU put out an announcement.
I saw that.
I mean,
good luck, man.
Come on, man.
Good luck.
How am I supposed to not laugh when I see that?
Good luck, man.
He had pictures of all three schools that he's like, come on,
man, good luck to him, man. I'm sure he gave a valiant effort everywhere he went. It just didn't work out for him and everything like that. But I mean, if I'm like him on his situation, why am I going to put out some? I'm just going to go pro.
Does he go pro as a quarterback? Is he?
I don't know.
I mean, is there? Conversation? I don't know if he's quite athletic to be else.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if he's that athletic to be, because I think everybody wants to always look at Taysom Hill. Me and Andy try to tell y'all, Taysom Hill is
built different. His mindset's different.
He's damn loony.
Yeah.
He's a damn loony tune. And so, you know, you might not have that.
DJ feels like, and I'm not trying to be mean, he feels like he's got a career in Canada.
Possibility.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's been some great careers in Canada. Yeah,
possibility, man.
That's just kind of what it feels
like. They went ahead and put Young Wei on IR.
Okay, so there you go. They're probably calling it a hip or something. So Riley Patterson may be more active. And again, you do this now because it's a game kind of like the quarterback situation. You probably aren't relying on your kicker to necessarily win.
No.
You would hope not. So. If you are at home, you got a lot more problems with regard to the future of this team than just the kicker position. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a little bit. Jalen Milroe, at one point it looked like he was going to return. Now it looks like he's undecided.
I don't know. Is he undecided because he had a conversation with the head coach?
Or
maybe?
Is this a speaking through the media to your NIL partners?
It could be some of that.
Yeah, you sure you want to call that bluff?
Yeah.
Because they might be fine with you going.
But no, I'm just curious if that's the conversation that he went ahead with Coach DeBoer down there. Is like, I'm coming back. Okay, you're coming back. We're going to bring in competition, you know, or something like that. Or you're not guaranteed to be the starter next year. I don't know how all that stuff works.
I had heard conversations about like a split role where he maybe is quarterback, maybe is a running back at times, is a weapon outside.
Like,
and
they're trying
to
do him like Braxton Miller type thing.
Sure, yeah that's a good example.
Yeah, but he don't want to do that. He want to be the quarterback. I don't want to do that. I want to be the quarterback.
And that's fine. It's also fine for the team to say you should probably go pro then.
Exactly.
You know, and that's that. Bowl season continues tonight. Boca Raton Bowl and the L.A. Bowl. So we'll keep an eye on that. This hour of the Midday Show is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. You've already heard from him once, but when we come back, we will hear from him again. Bo Johnson, we're going to head to the back page in about 5 minutes on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, God.
I mean, I asked for more festive with the holiday party today. It is
that time of year. And we know Bo delivers. Is there like a Google search that says horrible Christmas songs?
There's
that's kind of about what
there's definitely a list.
Yes. I know we gotta
have. This is not horrible.
We gotta have the DMX one.
Rudolph from DMX.
Rudolph.
Yeah, we gotta have that one. Oh, God. It's so bad.
Christmas in Hollis will be played at some point.
That's a great classic. Yeah. That's obviously a classic right there.
Diehard soundtrack. You know what's going on.
Obviously a classic.
Couple of notes from the Falcons before we get to the back page. Obviously, the one you're all aware of is that Michael Penix Jr. has been named the starting quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons. That took place in the PM hours last night. Raheem Morris is going to address the media today. Kirk Cousins is also going to be among those addressing the media a little bit later. I did not see Penix's name, maybe later in the week, maybe after the start. I don't know, but I'm sure at some point he will be made available. Also of note, Kadarius Hodge named NFC Special Teams Player of the Week.
Good for him.
And then speaking of special teams, you mentioned it. Riley Patterson, kicker, has been signed off the Browns practice squad as Young Wei Koo has been placed on IR. Did kick at Memphis, by the way. I did remember that correctly. So
yeah, I mean, a lot of adjustments, and you know, you were saying that their presses are tonight at 6 o'clock. Only thing I can think of is they're gonna
Raheem's is earlier. Kirk Cousins is at 6:15.
Okay, is at 6:15.
Approximately.
So that meaning that they're gonna have probably a late day, a late practice, or something like that. And him just go up there and ask questions. Kurt's professional, so he'll know how to answer.
Have you played with anyone making their first career start?
Yeah.
I want to know who?
I don't remember the kid's name. I promise you, I don't remember his name.
We
Googled it, and I don't remember his name. I caught his first and only touchdown pass ever. I don't know. I started with Cleo Lemon, Cleo's first game.
What year?
Cleo's first touchdown. I can't remember.
What team?
I can't remember. It was some dude from the – I know he – because we looked it up
once. Which city were you playing in?
I was playing in St. Louis.
Okay.
And And I promise you, I don't even remember the kid's name. He's a nice kid. He had a good week of practice and everything like that. But yeah, caught his one and only touchdown. It was the last game of the year against the Tennessee Titans. My last game as a Ram. In Tennessee, yeah, played Titans.
Brock Berlin?
No, I know Brock. I've been known Brock for years.
Scott Covington?
Okay.
I don't know.
I can't remember that dude's name. But what's his damn name?
If you just gave me a general,
dude, I don't know nothing. I can't remember dude's name.
Did you give him back to football?
Yes.
All right.
I did.
He deserve it?
Yeah, it was the first and only NFL touchdown pass. Yeah. So yeah, I threw Cleo.
If that first touchdown comes after seven interceptions.
I threw Cleo's in the stands by mistake, and luckily they gave the ball back. But yeah, I threw Cleo's in the stand, and luckily somebody gave him the ball back. But yeah, I know it was somebody's first career start. Now none of them are as super talented as this dude that's going to be starting his first game for the Falcons. But it's just one of those things where you want to play well around him, because the last thing they want him to, as bad as the Giants are, they don't want to put it all on Michael. I think that's the biggest thing.
Well, we talked about that, and we'll get back into it a little bit in our final hour. I expect the game plan to look similar. Yep. You had Kirk Cousins throw under 20 times in a game. Your offense was running the ball very well.
But that was on purpose, man. They didn't want Kirk to throw the ball.
I agree.
They didn't want Kirk to throw the ball.
I agree.
But if they can run the football the way they ran it, then yeah, they'll win
right.
The ball. Yeah.
I think if all things being equal, if you can get out to a lead, although hopefully a bigger lead than whatever that was Monday night, and you are running the ball, I don't need to see Penix in his first start throw it more than 17, 18 times if it's effective.
And, right. And
the run game's not effective, you got to open up. I mean, can you believe, I don't know, the Raiders, their game plan was to have Ritter throw
39
the ball
damn times.
How?
39 times.
How can that be the plan?
I don't know. Well, they can't run the ball on the Falcons, so it's like.
But the game. But at the same time, the game was not out of hand to where you had to open it up either.
Freaking Desmond Ridder 39 times.
What are you? It feels like, I know Antonio Pierce kind of addressed his status.
He's under contract.
He's under contract. That, I would argue, that's a fireable offense. Like being in a one possession game and having Ritter throw the ball 40 times.
Well, your other option was Sincere McCormick and
fine.
He got hurt. Abdullah.
He got hurt.
Yeah, exactly. And McCormick goes out. So
fine. Abdullah and Madison get the carries. Try some end around with Brock Bowers. I don't know. I'm not letting
get the ball in Brock Bowers' hands at any point. Would have been
I'm not
a
letting
great
that go
then.
Throw the ball 39 times. Make him a Wildcat quarterback. Just have him run. Not that. Anyways. All right. Let's go. Let's welcome in our buddy. And the Backpage. Backpage with Bo is brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelers. Looking for the perfect gift this holiday season? Salomon Brothers has 1-carat diamond stud earrings, tennis bracelets, necklaces, and rings for under $999. Shop Salomon Brothers Jewelers or SalomonBrothers.com. Hello, Bo.
What a great segue that was, because somebody who just recently bought a ring was Travis Hunter. As we all know, Travis Hunter wins the Heisman last week, then gets engaged to his girlfriend. Then here come all of the damn haters attacking his girlfriend, calling her. They've been together for like 5 years, calling her a gold digger and all these other this, that, and the other mean things. Well, Travis Hunter raps back. Here's what he has to say to those people.
You ain't never had no girl. So why are y'all talking about me? Find something else to talk about. You talking about my girl. Go talk about your girl. Go find a girl. Go find a life. Stop worrying about what I got going on. I know what I got. I know my girl. My girl been with me for 5 years. Y'all are just not starting to talk about me and just not starting to be with me. Come on, man. Y'all go do something else with y'all life. Clickbait pages, y'all better stop. I'm telling y'all. If something bad gonna happen to y'all, y'all keep doing that. Y'all better stop that.
You can't.
Like, y'all hate on me and then y'all go and hate on my girl. Like, bro, I feel the same pain that she feel. We're inseparable, bro. We with each other. Like, she hurting, of course I'm gonna be hurting. If I'm hurting, of course she gonna be hurting.
Yeah.
I mean, we try to mention this, especially after the Heisman thing. Like, first of all, you can't do nothing about it because these are just people and they want to do the clicks and everything like that. But I'm with them, dog. I mean, my biggest thing about that, when people do that and they start talking about this young lady and everything like that, how does that affect you? You know what I mean, bro? Like, I mean, yeah, how does that affect you?
I think he's more.
Why are you so worried about that man?
Wanting to stick up for her.
But no, I know why him. I know, yeah. You stick up for your woman. That's his woman. So he knows her better than any of us. Just like she knows him better than any of us. So that's why I was like, the clip things and everything. I saw that she issued some kind of statement. Yeah. I'm like,
it passes.
What does it matter? Why are y'all so worried about that man and his lady? That's his lady. Like, I don't. If that man want to marry that girl, let that man marry that girl.
Even if she does have wrong intentions.
But that's what I'm saying. We keep making a mistake, but we really don't know these folks. You know, like that. So
they also need to just ignore it. The only way it passes is if you ignore it. Once you address it, now it opens up for further
and
reporting.
You keep going and everything.
And further nonsense.
And down, everybody's going to be following her around to the camera phone and everything, waiting to see something, everything like that. But yeah, I'm just like, damn.
If you're going
to
stick up for her, stick up for her in private and don't address it.
But they can't do that. But yeah, I like it. Something bad going to happen to y'all. Like, what's going to happen to you? Like, they're going to continue to make it and you just gave them more stuff. Keith Noel. That was his name, Keith Noel, the quarterback.
I don't think I saw his name listed.
Keith Noel.
That's why.
I didn't see his name listed among the starters.
Let's say maybe that was his only touchdown that he ever threw.
Did he start or did he come in?
No, he started. All the quarterbacks are hurt.
What would be a better story, to actually have the ball or to have a story about how Randy Michael threw my only touchdown I ever threw into the stands?
Yep.
Maybe that's the better thing to.
But it was funny because Cleo looked at me like, I was like, oh, damn, my bad.
This is way up in 2009.
Yeah, Keith Noel.
It started 4 games.
For us?
Yeah.
I don't remember for that one game. Because there's a clip of him throwing the ball to me, him running over to me and snatching the ball out of my hand. Like so I kind of didn't give it to him. He kind of came and took it.
Played at West Texas A&M. Threw for 9,000 yards, all conference. Drafted 6th round. Filled in for Mark Bulger and Kyle Bowler.
Yep.
So I'm not a subscriber to the St. Brown podcast, but they keep releasing – I don't know if they're doing this intentionally. They keep releasing just clips of this Xavier Leggett interview.
Yeah, because it gives them clicks.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. And it does. It does indeed get clicks, and it's absolutely hilarious. So here's Xavier Leggett talking about things he likes to do. He's a country boy.
All outside activities, man. Ride four-wheelers, this dirt bike, ride horses, everything like that. I be hunting wild hog. Raccoon, squirrel, and rabbit.
I see when you score, you be doing that. Every time, you be,
Yeah, on that dollar bill, man, I gotta get some more of that going, man. It done been a minute.
Tell me about dollar bill.
And that's my horse. I've been riding horses since I've been 5 years old. Dollar bill, that's like my rocking horse, man.
Okay.
I just got a new one, too, though.
Yeah, that's all it is. It for clicks. He gets views on something like that because of, again, the way he talks and everything. And Dollar Bill, we all know it's his beloved horse that his celebration should have had that celebration in the Philadelphia game. And that's what that's a commitment to go on a podcast after you drop a game winning touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would like that.
You had to explain that too, how he canceled all his plans to go to a concert. Yeah. So, one reason why I bring that up, so those clips about him hunting and eating raccoon on Thanksgiving and stuff like that have made their ways around. So, I have a couple here for you. Here is celebrity chef Andrew Zimmern on eating raccoon.
Raccoon is nuttier. It's on the mild, gamey side.
For those who want to know what it tastes like.
But it's no more unique in its own taste than venison or squab or any of these sort of luxury game animals that we sort of have put up on a pedestal. I do think that there is a little bit of culinary elitism when it comes to not eating a broader diet.
See, stop being elitist, people. Try raccoon.
Kiss mine. You know what? I'll be elitist all I want to. I ain't finna eat no damn raccoon. All right, we've established that. I don't care what kind of potatoes you put it with. Some people say red potatoes, some people say golden potato. I don't care what kind of carrots, what kind of broth, whatever you put in it. I ain't eating.
Not even it's the best. You never know what you're missing out on.
I ain't eating no rodent.
You wouldn't even try like one bite?
No.
The thing with me in eating any of this stuff is I need to trust the chef.
I can agree with that. Yeah.
My mama could cook raccoon and I ain't gonna eat it. And I trust with my food more than my mama. And my wife, if they cook it, I ain't eating it. Oh.
So here's one more for you. So we all know where Jerry Jones grew up. Before he became a billionaire, he is from Arkansas. He may or may not have eaten a raccoon or a squirrel or two.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon. Yes. The answer is yes. And I've eaten it hunting. I've actually had it served by my mom at the table away from hunting. It's not uncommon at all. I'll tell you something that but one of my favorites is squirrel. And it's wonderful, and my mother could do a great job of it. And we all had our favorite pieces, and my dad and sister, I have one sibling, a sister, and they would fight over, not fight, but my mom and I, they were just my sister and I as four siblings, my mom and I wouldn't even ask for the brain and a squirrel.
Oh, man.
And delicious. Seriously.
For the record, I've never eaten a squirrel brain, but the legs are quite delicious.
You never had a squirrel?
No, I've never eaten a brain of a squirrel.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the squirrel legs.
But you haven't had squirrels, right?
Squirrel gumbo is what would be on the stove every time I go to my grandmother's house.
Yeah, you did talk about the squirrel gumbo. I don't know. I mean, again, I got friends from the country that eat that stuff like that. It's widely known that I don't eat it. I've been to friends and people's houses where there was a damn squirrel, a skinned squirrel in the sink. Because grandma skinned it, and she's about to put in some gumbo, and I didn't eat that day. Because I'm not, you know, I don't want nothing. There are certain places I'm just not going to eat it. I politely said no, because I don't.
Squirrel kind of tastes like dark meat chicken.
I don't believe that.
Delicious.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that another animal tastes like chicken. Chicken is chicken.
Well, squirrel does taste like squirrel, but it resembles the flavor of dark meat.
I'll tell you what happened, though, dog. You remember when Buck was talking about that jerky place?
Yeah.
When we were up in the mountains, when the family, me and Donna, we were up in Colorado, and there was a stand with that kind of jerky. And I was like, nah.
I feel like I trust one in the Southeast more than I trust a Colorado jerky.
I don't know, but they damn sure had a stand, and they had all that weird beef jerky like they would, like Buckin was talking about.
See, that'll kind of throw you off, though, because if I had raccoon jerky and just didn't like how it was flavored, that might throw me off and want to try it. I don't know if the first time I want to eat an animal is going to be jerky.
Do you want to try raccoon,
bro? I would love to try raccoon, yes. There's been such hype around it lately.
It ain't hype, really. Only one person been talking about it. But just because how we sound, mofo talk about it.
Well, and
does your family eat raccoon?
No, I wasn't raised on. Like, okay, then raccoon wasn't.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Like, ain't
squirrel
a lot,
and frog legs are about as
ain't
exotic
a lot
as my
of people would. That I know eat raccoon. All right, so kill me with that.
Well, I'd just like to try it though.
Huh?
I'd just like to try it.
Why?
Because Andrew Zimmern said it tastes good. That's why.
I don't care what he says. That is the back page with Bo. Appreciate it, as always, Bo. When we get back, a starting quarterback has been named for Sunday. In fact, two starting quarterbacks have been named for Sunday. I'll tell you who the Giants are going with as well. It is the Midday Show. Abe Gordon and Randy McMichael. Almost said Andy Bunker, but he's gone. He'll be back tomorrow, though. Don't fear. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.